Informal settlements are becoming hotspots for mass shootings in KwaZulu-Natal. In just two incidents over a 24-hour period last week, 14 people were killed in separate incidents. Six people were shot in Amoti in Inanda, and eight died in a hail of bullets in an area close to Richmond. Police say drugs were involved in both incidents. To tell us more, we are joined this morning on the line by the spokesperson for the KZN Provincial Police, Brigadier Jay Naika. Jay, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Hi, good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Can you put our listeners into the picture as to what happened in these two incidents?
In the first incident, which took place in an area called Amoti under the Inanda Policing Precinct, it happened at approximately 14:30 on Friday afternoon. A vehicle drove up to a tuck shop in the area, and there was a group of men who were allegedly smoking drugs behind this tuck shop. Three occupants in the vehicle got out and opened fire on the group. In the shooting, six people died. The suspect then got into the vehicle and they fled. And this, that same night, at approximately 9 o'clock in the night, we are told by the community that they had gunshots emanating from a homestead in the area. When they investigated, they found that eight people had died in a shooting that took place on the homestead, and two were injured. According to witnesses, unknown gunmen approached the homestead and opened fire on the occupants before fleeing the scene. The information from the community also is that homestead was used as a drug den, and young people would come over there to consume drugs.
So is this all drug-related then, both incidents?
Well, we can't say conclusively, but we are just giving you what information that we're having at the ground. And detectives obviously will be looking at that angle also to try and identify the culprits behind this attack.
Now, these two incidents, besides these two incidents, has there been an increase in these kind of mass shootings in informal settlements of late?
There has been sporadic incidents across the province last year. We haven't had an incident, if I remember, in Folweni that took place in December, where a gentleman also was consuming drugs on his premises when unknown gunmen opened fire at them. And I think in that incident also we had six people that died.
There is reports suggesting that the Hard Living's kids, a gang from Cape Town, has expanded its territory into KZN. Is this a phenomenon also that provincial police have to deal with, Cape Town gangs coming into the KZN province now?
Well, if you look at the Folweni incident, the recent ones, I'm talking about Amoti and Richmond, they are far apart, and none of that information is coming forward in these incidents. We also had some incidents in Umlazi, but there was no such information that came forward.
So far, generally speaking, there's no evidence to suggest that gangs from Cape Town are starting to expand territory into KZN.
Well, I don't think we should blame Cape Town or anybody else. We've always had a drug problem in KZN, and we need to be realistic. It's KZN people that are consuming these drugs. These are KZN, it's our children that are consuming these drugs. It's our children that are selling these drugs. We need to take ownership of the problem and solve it. And no use blaming other provinces and other people for a drug problem that we are causing in our own province.
Generally speaking, what are the kind of challenges that police face when it comes to combating crime in informal settlements?
Informal settlements is always going to be a challenge because, you know, just as the word suggests, there's no infrastructure in that area. There's no lighting, there's no roads. The houses are very close to each other. People migrate into these areas. Nobody knows who they are. There's little migration. So criminals will move into these areas and people won't know who they are. There's no even structure taking place. So even the councillors that in that area will tell you that they don't even know some of the people that are living in that area. So that obviously brings a lot of crime into the areas where these informal settlements are mushrooming.
All right, Jay, thank you so much for your time.